This one will make you laugh. You want to hear like the most oddball thing I've ever
heard? Sure, let's go for it.
Okay, and we go back to fun, like creative stuff. You ready for it?
Are you tired of trying to keep ahead in the rat race, only to have so much of your hard-earned money going to the tax collector? Equity doesn't pay the bills. Retirement savings don't pay you now, and there are only 24 hours in a day to work. The only solution is passive income that pays you 24/7 now, not 40 years from now. From vetted investment opportunities to tax saving strategies, let John guide you through all the confusion and take control of your financial life in pursuit of financial freedom. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Wealth and Freedom Nexus.
Hello, and welcome back to the WFN podcast. This is episode number 68. As always, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode with Soylem and Nangeese. Learned a little bit more. This was our fifth country spotlight episode. Many more to come in 2023. Like I mentioned, last one we had last week, episode 67, was on the island nation of Cyprus. In fact, the next country spotlight, will be here later this month. That is actually on Cambodia, which not saying I'm necessarily going to, jump on an airplane and fly out there tomorrow, but was definitely more interesting and definitely overlooked for a lot of people, whether you're an expat or digital nomad or just even want to kind of, tour the world and really enjoy a lower cost of living. You might actually be surprised how much, drinks, fancy meal, and even a luxury condo, how affordable that is in a country like Cambodia versus, here in the United States or Europe or elsewhere. But for now, anyways, I want to return to one of my passions, which is self-directing of retirement accounts. And this week, we have a returning guest, Amanda Holbrook of Specialized Trust. Now, I last had Amanda back on episode 6 of the podcast, where we first talked about self-directing your retirement accounts beyond the traditional stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. I think most people are familiar with those, and right, wrong, or indifferent, the majority of people out there have solely their retirement accounts invested in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. But I think many times you got to ask yourself, how well is that working for them? Or how has that worked out for the average investor? Just a few stats I pulled up here for 2022. Obviously, we're now into 2023, but wanted to pull these up from last year. The S&P 500, kind of one of the benchmarks in the industry that a lot of mutual funds try to meet or exceed, was down just over 18%. Dow Jones Industrials was fared a little bit better. That was down 6.8%. The NASDAQ really took a haircut. And when you think of some of the tech firms like Meta, which was one of the top five decliners in 2022, the NASDAQ was down about 33%. Even going into the outside the stocks and mutual funds, bonds are considered one of the safe havens. Everyone's got to have, 20, 30, 40%, whatever, of bond exposure in their portfolio. Well, a lot of those bond funds were down 10, 12, 15%. That's typically not what happens. But without going down the rabbit hole, you can blame the Fed a lot for that, with the volatility, not only in the stock market, but the volatility in the bond market. In fact, 2022, it was the worst year for bonds, not a year, not in a decade, but a century. And I kind of wish this was a more mainstream news, but of course, I know we seem to be focused on other things, where it's a political strife in U.S. Congress or what have you. So anyways, that's just a little, cover, benchmark, if you will, of other stocks and indexes out there and how they fared in 2022. Before I forget, one little sidebar. For this particular podcast that I brought Amanda on, we actually talk a little bit about something called Coverdell accounts. If you're like me, I never heard about these, and we will briefly talk about that. You know, here I am over 8 years into my financial education journey, and I still learn something every day. So wanted to mention that with a little teaser before I forget that. Now, like you could probably imagine, like I've talked before, I've had numerous guests on from numerous custodians that self-direct retirement accounts. And here's kind of like a little bit of a summary of across my accounts. The largest, I have a solo 401k with specialized trust. That was mainly from the proceeds of an ESOP payout from a company I worked with years ago before they got bought by a private equity company. You know, that was up about 14% a year. It's actually been pretty consistent for the last 3 years. So I've been, you know, happy with that growth. A lot of some real estate investments, trust deeds, private stock, Teak Farm in Nicaragua, just to name a few. Now, I also have a Roth IRA and Fidelity, or with Fidelity, I should say. And technically, that is down. However, the majority of that was I actually took money out of my Roth IRA, took it out, was tax-free, but I had to pay a 10% penalty, you know, $500. But that was to get me over the threshold of, or kind of pool with some other savings I had, and put that into a citrus parcel with Paraguay Ag Invest for potentially higher returns and more diversification. In fact, you can learn about that opportunity back in episode 51. I could have invested this through a self-directed retirement account. However, in this particular opportunity where you start going down the rabbit hole of trust and German law, Paraguay companies with a U.S. investor, for the benefit of a U.S. investor, it just, not that it can't be done, but just gets very, very convoluted. And I just felt it was easier and a little bit fewer headaches to just take some money out of my Roth, pay the penalty, invest in it outside of a retirement account for some additional diversification, and will also lead to an additional cash or passive income stream for me in later years. Moving along, another account that I have with IRA Financial in partnership with the Gemini Crypto Exchange. Well, the fact that I mentioned crypto, you can probably guess that took a little bit of a haircut in 2022. That was invested mainly in Bitcoin and Ethereum and a few, I think I had Litecoin and Mana were two other, you know, small cap crypto, you know, specs, if you will. Didn't have a lot in it, but, you know, percentage wise, was down about 70%. I mean, this was kind of more of my spec Roth IRA of having some crypto. Obviously, I bought when it was down, or what I thought was down from the peak of summer of 2021. I don't think anyone could have foreseen it dropping to 12%. And at the time of this recording, is up a little bit. I think 21,000 is the price of Bitcoin currently. Next on my Roth IRA, you'll probably see a theme here that I have most of my accounts in Roth accounts, pay the tax once and the growth is tax-free. And once I turn 59 and a half, that's another tax-free income stream for me. My account with Quest IRA, in fact, we had Derek from Quest joined us back in episodes 15 and 43. Roth with Quest is up about 22.2% for 2022, so certainly not a bad return, and foresee that continuing on. And Alto IRA, which is the final one that I have, a self-directed retirement account, down about 1.5%, mainly from lending club notes either being paid off early and some flat out defaulting. Now, if you follow me for some time, I've had them on my website, was a platform I used for many, many years. Lending Club ceased new loans back in December of 2020, was a very cool peer-to-peer lending platform. They actually opened up IRAs that you can invest in with an IRA account. Obviously, with the ceasing of the loans, they've closed out their IRAs. In fact, they, at least to my knowledge, across the board, at least with mine, they bought out the rest of the loans that were in the IRA accounts through Lending Club and then just, you know, replaced it with cash. So that is one of the next things on my to-do list to look for a next investment with my Alto Roth IRA with the, I won't say large, but it's a, you know, I have more cash than I have investments in that account. And that'll be for, 2023 But if you haven't checked out Alto IRA, and I will have this in the show notes, and we'll be updating my self-directed retirement account tab on my website. If you haven't checked them out yet, be sure you do. They have a lot of cool built-in investment options that you can just go through one platform and invest directly through there. One hindrance with a lot of custodians that isn't really talked about very much is if you want to invest in, you know, XYZ company, you know, this isn't like a privately traded stock or, you know, a real estate or anything like that. You have to have an LLC or in some cases a trust owned in your retirement account. And then that LLC opens up a bank account. That bank account, you have a checkbook. That also opens up the doors for additional regulations and such. But then you can do various investments, receive distributions. Then you just kind of have more, you know, middleman, if you will. It's not difficult per se, but it does add extra steps. Now, I don't say this, you know, across my accounts to brag. I say this to give hope and inspiration for everyone out there, you know, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or maybe even 50s. And upcoming story with this, that I think a lot of people out there just feel, well, you know, it would be nice to have a large nest egg for retirement, but that's just out of reach for me. I'm going to have to work forever. I mean, hell, John, you just mentioned the stock market returns. I took a beating, you know, maybe took a beating in the dot-com crash and the financial crisis immediately after the COVID pandemic. And then obviously with the Fed jacking up interest rates and the potential recession, it's like, you know, maybe you're getting tired of double-digit decreases in your retirement account. Now, on one hand, we've all heard stories of someone who got in early on, you know, say Tesla or Apple, maybe not lately, but Tesla or Amazon, that are now a multimillionaire that got in on the early stages. While true, statistically, finding the next unicorn is pretty slim, because for every Tesla, Apple, and Amazon out there, there are at least 100 Nikolas, Enrons, and Lehman Brothers that you see your, you know, earnings and portfolio just completely crash to the ground. One story I do want to share that's Specialized Trust has given numerous times, the president, Amanda herself has given. I heard this again back in the 2022 Spartan Summit with my friends down Spartan Invest in Birmingham, Alabama. Really just kind of showcased, you know, average story, if you will, of a gentleman in his 50s, had very little saved up for retirement, but through some legal real estate tax, or strategies in a self-directed retirement account with Specialized, is now set to get five figures a month tax-free because they're in Roth accounts when he retires. This didn't take decades and decades of investing. He did this in about 12 years. So this was not an overnight success. This wasn't like put everything on red and spin the roller wheel or anything like that. But certainly a far cry from the 40, 50 year buy, hold, hope, and pray strategy that Wall Street and society ingrains in us, you know, from day one, really. Finally, with that being said, I do want to say it is giveaway time. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see the pictures here. Otherwise, for those listening, I'll just describe them. See a book here. Maybe you've heard about it. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, kind of one of the classics back from 1997 with Robert Kiyosaki. And we also had The Field Guide to Financial Freedom. This is a cool book that Specialized Trust gave me a few copies, and I read it a number of years ago. So for those listening, you know, again, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and then send me a screenshot of that along with your address to john@wealthandfreedomnexus.com. And the first three that I receive a screenshot of the review that you have liked and subscribed, obviously with Apple iTunes, you sent me your US-based address to my email, again, john@wealthandfreedomnexus.com. I'll send you the field guide and a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad free of charge. You know, this is my thank you to you for all my listeners out there. Obviously, want to get some more ratings and reviews to get an uptick in subscribers and get this ranked higher in the Apple iTunes ecosystem. And like I mentioned, this is just only for US-based addresses. I learned the hard way on a previous promotion I did year and a half ago, I want to say, that sending a book to Malaysia wasn't exactly cheap. I think they could have just bought the book cheaper in the country than what it cost me to actually ship it there. But that's another story. So with that, I've done enough talking for this episode. Here is Amanda with Specialized Trust after a word from our sponsor. Have you ever wanted to invest like the wealthy and how the 1% do, but think it's out of reach for you? Do you desire a more abundant lifestyle, but think you can't afford it? If so, check out ECI Development. With over 20 years of international real estate experience, Mike Cobb and his team can help you truly diversify your portfolio and lifestyle. How about benefiting from a generational investment that can 10x your wealth or more with a teak hardwood parcel in Panama or Nicaragua? Maybe it'll even lead to residency options in the future. Perhaps you'd be interested in a beachfront condo for under $250,000, enjoying the beautiful sunsets off the Pacific Ocean. Maybe an eco-friendly tiny home for around $100,000. ECI's team can even help you get financing for these investments. To learn more, check out the show notes or go to wealthandfreedomnexus.com/ECI. Amanda, thanks for coming back on the show.
Always glad to be here, John. You are the best.
Thank you. Yeah, and I always love learning from you, as well as Specialized Trust helping me with my self-directed retirement accounts as well. So, but as we kind of jump into it, we're just starting here in 2023, where are things at as far as IRAs and 401k contributions, or should I say solo 401ks? What are the, you know, new limits going into 2023, or how much people can put away?
Yeah. So listen up, everybody. We're getting raises for 2023. I know, it's about time, right? So for all my solopreneurs out there, you know, if you're self-employed and no W-2 employees, if you've heard me on here before, and John can attest to this, like the Roth solo K is like the triple threat
of
retirement accounts, right? You can leverage it, you convert within it, large contribution limits. Well, we're going from 61K to 67K for 22, we are getting a bump. So if you're under 50, it's 67.5 is the total. And if you're over 50, 73.5 is the total. You know, and that's the combination of the employer and the employee,
yep.
You know, which is huge. As I always say, and if you've had one-on-one with me before, this is not a professional financial term, but I always right. say, as entrepreneurs, we need deeper buckets. Okay, well, we're getting deeper buckets. Even for IRAs, we're getting another $500 you can put away. So it went from 6K to 6,500, 7,500 for over 50. The simple's got a $1,500 bump. So you can now do 15,500.
Wow.
Same with the, you know, it's the same thing with the catch-up provision that is on the simple as well. So, you know, way to go. I don't always give the IRS a clap, but the fact that those contribution limits are going up, guys, is, you know, that it's a phenomenal thing. One, two, it should tell you something. John, what does it tell you?
That they want us to not rely on the government and put more money away for ourselves in retirement.
Yes, it is up to you.
Yeah.
Self-direction.
Contrary to what some people think, it's like, oh, we'll just save Social Security. It's like, yeah, even the trustees are saying it's going to run out of money in, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. So
yeah, I wouldn't, don't bank on that.
Yeah. All right. So we're getting some nice bumps, you know, on the lower end of IRAs, you know, about 10% bump, all the way to, you know, solo 401k, simple IRAs, you know, getting up to, you know, 73,500, depending on your age, obviously. Now, back in episode 6, and obviously, you know, we touched base on here, kind of talked more just on retirement accounts. But as I understand, Specialized offers several other accounts like HSAs, Coverdells, which I'm not even all that familiar with. Would you be able to speak to like some of the other accounts that Specialized offers?
Absolutely. We're little ones, not quite ready for a Coverdell, but it's never too early to start saving.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes, the self-directed accounts, most just think IRAs and maybe 401ks. Some don't even know you can do that. The other types of like business types of accounts are SEPs and simples. So if you have W-2 employees other than you and your spouse, we're talking that.
Okay.
Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs, of course. Now, the specialty accounts is what you're talking about. So if you've got a kiddo and you're saving for college, right? Most of you heard of the 529.
Yeah.
But that's a state plan. It differs from state and it is not federal. The federal version of that is called a Coverdell Educational Savings Account.
Okay.
After Senator Coverdell, acronym CESA, C-E-S-A. Because we're, you know, we don't have enough of those.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's beautiful because it grows tax-free and you can use it for K through 12 as well as higher ed, as well as it's generational. You know, so if your oldest, say, you know, goes to four-year college and they're done, but maybe your youngest goes for their doctorate, you can transfer it. Yeah, it's a family legacy is what it builds, is that educational legacy.
Okay.
You know, so you can get that into, because remember, guys, that are listening here, all of our accounts are self-directed. So you're not talking, we're not talking pick your stocks, bonds, mutual funds. We're talking like get in some rental properties, leverage, partnering, JV, non-traditional assets, you know, physical, tangible stuff. The other one I really want to highlight here. If I said double dip, what's your definition there?
I'd say double dip, like you're getting a benefit or then you're getting a double the benefit, shall we say?
Yes, exactly. So this is what, you know, all of us have to carry as health insurance, right?
Yep.
You know, so if you have a high deductible health plan and just look, you know, I'm not in the insurance world, but look at your plan. And if it says HDHP, you have one.
Yep.
Okay. That qualifies you for an HSA. Health savings account. And what a health savings account is, it is not a use it or lose it plan. It is with you forever. And the double dip part is the money you put in. Not only do you get the tax deduction today, but it grows tax free forever. And you can use it for expenses going through years back.
Yep.
Use it all the way up to long-term care.
Oh, wow.
You can use it for more things that are covered that your insurance may not cover. And for example, I had a great and dear client of ours had went through breast cancer.
Okay.
And acupuncture was something that was not covered by her insurance, but really helped her deal with the chemo.
Okay.
And she was able to pay for that through her HSA.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So qualified medical expense, but
okay.
Now you have a child now.
So yep.
You'll kind of get that feel. I know the Holbrook household, our crew probably spends $3,000 to $4,000 a year.
Yeah.
And medical expenses, just your average stuff, you know, random ER, urgent care, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Ear infections, you know. COVID, urgent care. Yeah. You name it.
It's always something. Can't send them back to school until you know.
Yep.
But you can use the health savings account to pay for that. And then anything like my personal best practice I'll share with listeners here is anything above and beyond that, you can invest. So if you wholesale, you know, you could do a wholesale deal and get an assignment fee in there.
Okay.
You know, so as a family, you can put in $7,400 a year.
Okay.
And you get that deduction. So that helps out today. But the other key piece, you know, because obviously we do retirement planning. When I hear the mix and I work with other fee-based advisors, you know, because we don't recommend or endorse things. So we can have some
right.
Not CPAs. I have to give a disclaimer at some point. but that piece of it, I mean, think of your body like a car, right? You know, as your car gets older, it costs more to maintain.
Yep.
You know, as do our bodies.
Yeah, like, exactly.
How big of a health nut guru you are, you know, like it takes more upkeep, you know, medications, et cetera, to, you know, keep our tickers ticking.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the one, I will say, cost or line item I find in a lot of plans that, you know, I'm fortunate enough to work with other great professionals on for our clients is like, you know, we have to account for that. So HSAs. Look into it if you haven't.
Yep. Well, and I think, like you said, with HSA, it's nice that it's not like a use it or lose it, like a FSA plan. We don't have to go down that rabbit hole, but the HSA, if you don't use all the funds, you know, just keep it rolling and invest and compounding. And then, you know, fast forward when you're whatever, 75, 85, I don't even want to think of what long-term care is going to be when I'm 85, but then I could have some funds available for that. So one thing I did just want to touch base on, just so I understand, when you mentioned the generational wealth of the Coverdell, and I'm just kind of talking, you know, hypothetically here, my son, Ronald, you know, let's just say we open up a Coverdell for college, but he turns 18 and he decides to go to a two-year college or just whatever, decides not to go to a college. But then fast forward his kids or my grandkids, Ronald Jr. decides, yep, I'm going to be, a plastic surgeon. So I'm going to have to go to, you know, 12 years of medical school or whatever. Would that Coverdell essentially be able to roll from him to his children and so on and so forth? It isn't like, nope, you have to go to school. If you don't, you just are out of it.
Yeah, it's not a use it or lose it. And yes, that's exactly it.
Okay.
And you can use it for, you know, K through 12 as well. So if you do parochial school of any sort, charter schools.
Okay.
That's so, all included.
With the K through 12, and I'm just kind of thinking out loud here a little, if you know, say your kids do go to, you know, public school and not a, you know, private or charter or whatever, if there are, I'm just trying to think of some expenses that the cafeteria plan or the fees to play football or something in school, would that be covered by the Coverdell, or is that kind of a gray area?
That can be kind of a gray area.
Okay.
You want to stick it to, and there is a list of qualified educational expenses that are covered. I know we do have clients, especially during COVID, that use them for homeschool.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I would just double check the list to make sure. Sports, I think, would be pushing it.
Sorry for all those out there that are in every hockey, basketball, baseball league known to man.
We write a healthy effect to our local sports and CYO every year.
Yeah. So. All right. So maybe just kind of taking a step back, and maybe, you know, I know everyone's situation is a little bit differently, but, you know, we've talked about HSAs, we talked about Coverdells, you know, solo 401ks, you know, retirement or, you know, Roth IRAs. If, like, let's just say, I don't know, a married couple, they're self-employed, maybe they have a family business, they have a child of age 10 that could do some work, you know, menial task or whatever for the business / for the family. And we kind of start stacking, you know, individual IRAs, a solo 401k, an HSA, et cetera. If everything checks out, all the boxes are checked and obviously the family would be under 50 as well as the 10-year-old. What's kind of like, once you stack all those, what could potentially someone look at, you know, maxing out all their tax advantaged accounts? What would that look like?
$162,400.
All right.
I was adding as you went.
Yeah, man, I want to give you a little extra time. It's like, yeah, because I couldn't even do that in my head. So
that's a phenomenal question, because in part of, like, you know, when we do what we call like our goals call, you know, we do look at the whole family, and we do something called a family plan. So it's not just for accounts. So I do want to let listeners know, like, oh man, all those accounts fees have to add up.
And
bank, like, we make it so it's fixed and flat, so that that doesn't happen. You know, that should never be an objection for creating your financial legacy.
Sure. Kind of like the buffet plan, basically.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's exactly it. So it's all-inclusive, accounts are included, tons of education, all that. But in that education, we show you how to work those together.
Okay.
You know, so you can partner, you know, mom, dad, 10-year-olds Roth together, maybe with a Roth component of their solo pay.
Okay.
You could partner them on deals and direct titling. You could partner them all even in an LLC. So you have a tax-free, you know, quote unquote operating account. So anything you do inside of that Roth owned LLC, all of the profits are tax free. And for those listening, if you haven't listened to me before, you have to say it that way.
You have tax free forever.
It makes you smile, because do we want to be taxed to death or never taxed? No, we want to be tax free. So go ahead and try it. No one's looking. Say it out loud. No one's watching you in the car.
Tax free.
Yeah, there's powerhouse in partnering. I mean, it's just how, you know, I always joke and say, you know, the different buckets, you know,
but
that is how you really level up.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to your financial nest egg and you know, the family wealth as well.
Sure. Well, and I'm just kind of thinking out loud too. I mean, I get emails, text messages, mailers for, you know, syndications, 506B, you know, funds, private lending opportunities. And more often than not, the minimum investment's 50,000. It's starting to creep up more. You know, I'm starting to see 75,000 more. Now, if you're like me, and maybe I'm sure several others, you might think, well, gee, I don't have $75,000 in my account and I can't, you know, participate in this short-term rental fund or whatever the case may be. But kind of like what you just said, and maybe, you know, fast forward a couple of years, maybe an opportunity comes up that's 75,000. Well, I don't have that, but I have $25,000 in my Roth IRA. Heather has $25,000 in her Roth IRA, and little old Ronnie has $25,000 available in his Roth IRA. Well, times those by three, you have your $75,000 contribution. So as a family, like you said, with the family plan, you could potentially take on more deals that you could individually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I find a lot of folks, you know, and it's literally just talking through the scenarios, you know, doing, you know, an inventory of funds, you know, to see where, what you have where. And then, you know, when those deals come across, John, you know, how we educate our clients, it's, you know, and yes, we do understand we are the retirement account company at Specialized. It is okay to say, when I ask, where do you want this cash flow?
Yeah.
It is 100% okay to say, well, we want this in our pocket. Trust me, we do too, right, John?
we all do.
In our pocket today too. It's not all planning for retirement, you know, but can you have your cake and eat it too? Absolutely. This is just deal structure, guys.
Yeah.
And I find, you know, and John, you and I have been on these conversations. I find when you think of, when folks bring in the term retirement account or self-directed, you know, they're like, ooh, it has to be more complicated. There's got to be. And it's like, no. It's just literally like, you know, just think of it as a separate operating account, a different bucket, you know, and it's how you structure that deal, you know? So we can always go through and say, okay, here's a couple different ways it can be done. You know, and because we're a passive custodian, you could say,
sure,
we love it, or go pound sand. And
exactly. So now we had a kind of touch base on this, obviously back in episode 6, where I kind of shared, you know, I've everything from, you know, shares in a Bitcoin mining fund to a teak parcel in Nicaragua in my retirement account, just to kind of throw out some. We had shared a little off camera, kind of like some of the most unique investments or strategies, if you will. I'll kind of go first. I heard from another custodian where he knew of an investor that he purchased a, you know, fix and flip house in his traditional IRA. And I'm just kind of throwing out, you know, numbers here. He bought it for $50,000. Then he decides to do it as a fix and flip. So he starts gutting it out, you know, taking out the old drywall, the moldy tiles, old fixtures, et cetera, et cetera. And basically has it stripped down to the bones where they're ready to build it back up, whether it's a fix and flip or as a burr. And that he would go around, have it reappraised and say, hey, what is this property worth right now if I were to sell it? Well, since it's pretty much gutted, obviously the value is going to be a lot less. So again, just throwing out numbers here, an appraiser comes in, it's like, well, you've gutted out everything. If you sold it, basically for land value and stuff, it's worth, you know, maybe $25,000. Then he would go and do a Roth conversion, move that shell of a property, if you will, over to his Roth IRA. So kind of a recap, $50,000 purchase price, then it gets appraised to $25,000, $25,000 or 50% haircut, if you will, converts it over to his Roth, pays the tax on the value of $25,000, not $50,000. Then when it's in his Roth, then he goes hog wild. You know, I think he just fix and flips. I don't know if he burrs, but basically fixes it up and then resells it. Mm-hmm. Well, then maybe that $25,000 shell gets resold for, you know, let's just, $200,000 gets resold for. Well, then that's $175,000 tax-free forever versus if it was left in the IRA where, okay, when you eventually take distributions out of an IRA, that would be fully taxable at your marginal income tax. With that being said, that's kind of the most creative strategy or investment I've heard, but I'm sure you've seen a lot more than I have. What's the most creative one you've seen?
Yeah. So you want creative or oddball? I was going more with oddball.
Oh boy. are they one of the same or is there two stories here?
No, there's two. So I'm going to piggyback on what you said, because that's awesome. Huge on conversion strategies. We educate on that all the time. If you are doing how you just laid it out, I would want you to do that in a qualified plan.
Yep.
Because you're taking financing on, and I want you to avoid that nasty UBIT tax. So do it inside a Roth solo K. That's where your CPAs have probably told you guys, you know, you want to convert on the down years.
Yep.
You know, so he's converting while the assets low. I don't see any problem with that. That's great. So now he only got 20,000 or 25,000 1099 at the end of the year. Now, the second part of that is I want to see it has some depreciable assets or some way to offset that outside the retirement account.
Okay.
So you're not paying anything to Uncle Sam.
Sure. Yep.
That would be the ideal scenario. That's where you take it to like that next step. But I find a lot in our industry, because, you know, we're not tax consultants.
Right.
You don't plant that seed. But that's where, you know, you kind of get the 1-2 punch.
Exactly. This show is brought to you today by Lightbulb Podcasting. Are you a busy professional that needs to get more time back in their schedule? If you are a podcaster like me, you have enough on your plate. Why not outsource your podcast production? From editing, show notes, keywords, scheduling, volume balancing and editing, and creating audiograms, podcast production is another job in and of itself. That's why I use Lightbulb Podcasting. Get phenomenal support at an affordable price while you concentrate on growing your brand. Go to www.lightbulbpodcasting.com today to schedule an introductory call. Put your content in the spotlight.
This one will make you laugh. You want to hear like the most oddball thing
I've ever heard. Sure. Let's go for it.
Okay. And we go back to fun, like creative stuff. You ready for it?
Yeah. All right.
Bull semen.
Was not expecting that. All right, Amanda wins. My story is not even in the same league.
Yes, no, it's not real estate, but yes, apparently this is a thing. We've got a lot of clients. I won't say a huge amount, but cattle breeding and raising and selling. I mean, it's kind of like a commodity.
Yeah,
it's a business, and that is something that can be done and that goes for a pretty penny. And is trackable
in your
retirement account. So think of that next time you order that Wagyu beef.
Yeah, wow. So, some people trade bullshit. Some people trade bull semen, I guess. So.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great one. Nice.
All right. Well, yeah, as high level, the IRS basically just has a list of what you can't invest in. They don't have a, 80,000 page long of here's everything you can. So see, off the top of my head, life insurance policies, collectibles like baseball cards, arts and stuff, and basically self-dealing like buying a house for yourself or buying a house for your lineal descendants. Let me check. Nope, bull semen is not on that list there. No, so I think we're good.
Artwork, stock of subchapter escort.
Yeah. So.
No Picassos, guys.
All right. Well, then, on that note, I don't
know. Sorry, I totally threw you off your game.
Yeah, I don't know if we can end the podcast on a brighter note. But the last, segment I wanted to kind of go into is, if you will, back in February 2022, I had attended the Spartan Invest, and the CEO, Edwin, was there and actually shared a story set in well with me. And I think there's a lot of people out there that they think, well, I don't have a lot of money, so I'm not going to have a good retirement, or I haven't saved up enough for retirement, or I'm whatever, fill in the blank, 45, 50, 55. I don't have enough time to build up a great retirement account. But Edwin actually shared a real life story of one of your clients that, quote, didn't have a lot to start with, and I believe was in his mid 50s, but then create a multi-million dollar account, if I remember correctly. Are you able to elaborate on that for my listeners?
I will. So gentleman was, his name was Gary, and is Gary, he's still alive. But he was an attorney by trade.
Okay.
So he did very, very well. And in his 50s had come to that realization that a lot of us do, and is, you know, am I going to be working until the day I die?
Yep.
You know, he didn't have anything as far as retirement. The firm he worked for and became partner in, they didn't have a retirement plan at that time. So
wow.
When he started, started with a Roth conversion.
Okay.
You know, because Gary understood, you know, we want to be tax-free.
Yeah. Right?
You know, but that time, like we said, we just got that $500 bump. You know, it was a couple thousand less when he started, you know. Okay. So if you can imagine just having like $4,000 to $5,000 in an account, and I get this, well, what the heck do I do with that?
Right.
You know, what does OPM stand for?
Other people's money.
Yes. What does OPI stand for?
Other people's
IRAs.
IRAs. Okay.
I wasn't going to leave you hanging.
That's all right.
The point is he leveraged, guys, okay. is what he did, you know, so you are able to put a down payment and get a non-recourse loan. That just means it's asset-based DSCR loan, right?
No, yep.
No personal guarantees. And he rinsed and repeated on doing the BRRRR strategy before BRRRR was a thing. Okay. And he just rinsed and repeated again and again and again.
Okay.
Then income in 06, they came out with the Roth component of the solo K.
Okay.
So now we got even a deeper bucket to be able okay. to put more in and accelerate that plan even more. You know, so all Gary did, guys, to simplify this is he went and bought correctly because you make it on the buy. You know, and then he did the cash out refi and bought again and again.
Okay.
And then he did, and I don't want to give a nod to Dave Ramsey here, but I from him, and it's the debt snowball. And I'm not talking about credit card consolidation or anything like that. Everyone listening to that podcast is past that point in their life.
Sure.
Okay. Yep. So what it is he was taking the net and plopping it down on the principal one loan at a time.
Okay.
So as you do that snowball of creating that tax-free portfolio, once he got out of acquisition mode, he gets a tax-free raise every couple months because he's paying off one loan at a time. You know, so now what started with, you know, a $4,000 to $5,000 account now kicks off, I want to say it's like $44,000 a month.
Wow.
In his retirement account. And that was over a span. He was able to knock that out. I want to say it was 12 years.
Okay.
He was able to knock that out. So just giving you a realistic.
Right.
It's, you know, it is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, now, depending on what the market does, could you 10X that? Could you use a family plan to start with more?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Could you do a flip? So then you have an excess of capital to fill up those buckets and do the same thing inside and outside your account? Absolutely. You know, so that's where it just comes zooming out and looking at the big picture, you know. But if he hadn't met Edwin when he did,
yeah,
you know, I hear this all the time, John, and I think you do too. It's you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And with the market the way that it's been, I mean, I've handed out more tissues than I care to count.
Yep.
You know, oh, I lost so much. What do I do, Amanda? Like, do I buy, hold, hope, pray, and wait and
yep. see if
it comes back? And it's, what do you think? Like, let's like, you know, Dr. Phil that a little bit.
Yeah.
You're letting yourself be frozen in fear because you took a loss. Well, you know what? Investing is a risk.
Yeah.
And you played the market where you have no control. And okay, you took a little bit of a shortcoming, but rip that darn Band-Aid off and get it into something. I don't care exactly what it is, but you have to have it in something as, you know, tangible that is going to be yep. in your control, that isn't going to disappear if the market, that is, you know, the hashtag anymore is recession proof.
Right.
And that's the buzzword you're hearing. You know, I've had more clients tell me, well, I talked to my, you know, insert big bank name here,
yep.
advisor, and they just say, oh, weather the storm. You go tell that 50
invest for the long term. Yep.
Really? That's not a plan.
Yeah. You
know? And it's just because, oh, those products don't exist. Well, they do, just not on your platform.
Exactly.
You know, so it's make that phone call and take that action. I know if you can see me, I always have actions equal results.
Yep.
Because it is, you know, what I do is education.
Yep.
No, it's never a matter of if it makes sense. It's just when, you know, there's no pressure or anything anywhere, shape or form, but it's literally in the name, guys. It's self-directed. Like yep. You need to make that call. No one is going to force your hand and make that call for you. Right. And no one cares about your finances more than you.
Yep. And especially for your advisor. And I'm talking about the big bank advisors where they get paid on a assets under management fee, whether your account goes up, down, or sideways. They get a percentage every single year, whether you made money or not. That's just how that industry works, right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yes.
So, and And thanks for sharing Gary's story. I actually do remember some of those numbers that Edwin talked about. But I think for anyone listening out there, you know, one, I'd say it's very doable. This isn't a, you know, I found the next Facebook, I found the next Tesla, I found the next, you know, insert magical unicorn that you bought for $2 a share and now it's, you know, $2,000 a share. This is, you know, starting with $4,000 or $5,000, non-recourse lending, BRRRR strategy, debt pay down. And now Gary's going to get about 40, you know, let's just even say $40,000 a month in tax-free income when he retires. So I think even with inflation going, $40,000 a month is a pretty nice payday.
Absolutely. And he has a couple sons and now they've since gotten married and now he's started having grandbabies. Oh, and cool. That's tax-free early retirement for them. Heaven forbid. I mean, we never want to think of our loved ones that way, but estate planning is a big part of it. Exactly. I mean, it's literally, you know, page 3 of all of our applications, beneficiary.
Yeah.
You always name your beneficiary, yep. You know, and if you should have that on all your financial accounts, guys. It's not just retirement accounts and life insurance policies, yep. You know, your checking account, your savings
exactly.
account, your business account. Like that is a thing. Like, please don't give it to probate in the state.
Oh, no.
Find out their social security number. Put it in there.
Yeah, put the beneficiary there, put it in. And beneficiary is just a fancy word of this is what will happen and this will give them my assets when I die. I always have to laugh when people say, if I die, I'm like, I'm pretty sure the mortality rate's about 100%, give or take, but I could be wrong. So,
Hey, you know what? We always talk about leverage. Use it as leverage.
Exactly. So.
There are folks out there, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but that, you know, may not have family and they've given away to their charities of choosing, et cetera.
Yeah.
They will literally sell their inherited positions on their tax-free.
Yep.
Yep. To others.
Yeah.
Like, sure. The whole market. And most don't know that either. I mean, as morbid as that sounds, and I used to use Daddy Warbucks as my reference when I would explain that until that one day I was standing in front of a bunch of wholesalers. They're all like, who? Like, oh, I'm dating myself.
And if you didn't get that reference,
Google it.
Yeah. So, well, as we wrap this up, Amanda, and I again want to thank you for taking the time to educate my listeners and hopefully some of them as we start off in 2023, take action with the, you know, higher contribution limits and maybe even start a self-directed retirement account for all those entrepreneurs out there. For those that are not watching this on YouTube and can't see the lovely QR code and information behind you, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Yeah, best way to reach out to me is, so I will put my calendar link here in the show notes.
Okay,
so
perfect.
I'm a huge giver. So one, I'm going to give resources. I'm going to give a free ebook to everyone that's listening here. So please go on the show notes, check that out. It's a great one to go over like with a spouse, a business partner. But I'm going to give you a direct link to my calendar. You know, times are real currency here, as you just said. You're all going to kick the bucket someday. So it's schedule that time to go that take that 20 minutes. I will dedicate to all of you listening to go over your own scenario. Mm-hmm. That is the best way. You can also find more information at specializedtrustcompany.com. And all my info will be in there, but I give you not like an 800 number. I give you my direct dial.
Right.
There you can email me. So I'm not being cryptic, but you know, I also don't want you writing while you're in the car either.
Exactly. Yeah. And for those listening in the car, this will all be in the show notes in clickable format. So don't try to scratch for a paper and pen and write it down while you're merging onto the interstate or anything.
Please try.
Sounds good. Well, thanks again for joining us, Amanda, and I wish you and your family the best for 2023.
No, right back at you, John. Send me more pics of that little man.
I will do. Thanks.
All right. Bye, everybody. Happy self-directing.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to share, rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. For more updates, check out www.wealthandfreedomnexus.com. Remember, nothing on this show should be considered tax, legal, investment, or professional advice. This show is produced solely for educational and informational purposes. Please consult an appropriate and licensed tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for specific advice for your situation. For distribution or publication rights or media interviews, please contact the host.